walls of dust, cracks of lightning, and finally, the rain. We're just getting a glimpse of the powerful monsoon storms in Arizona this blisteringly hot summer. So, as we wait for more, let's turn to the next edition of our annual monsoon series here on the show. This year, we're bringing you a curated collection of works on the monsoons. We reached out to some of Arizona's brightest creatives to bring you their visions of this only in Arizona time of year. We continue today with Phoenix's own poet laureate, Rosemarie Dombrowski, and two pieces she brought us. The first is an excerpt from a flash memoir she wrote toward the beginning of the pandemic called Disaster Drills. And the second is a poem she crafted for this series titled Monsoon as a Metaphor for America. I spoke with her more about both. And unlike many Arizonans, Dombrowski is not entranced by the monsoon storms. In fact, for her, they conjure up traumatic memories of her childhood, growing up in northern Missouri in a small town called St. Joseph.
In kindergarten, we were expected to master three things: the art of sharing, the golden rule, and disaster preparedness. We lived in Tornado Alley, so every week we filed down to the basement of the school, sometimes clutching the hand of the boy or girl behind us, and we tucked our heads between our knees and prayed to Mary or one of the saints. We fingered the rosary beads like we'd seen our grandmothers do. If we prayed hard enough and didn't let our minds wander, we might get a cup of juice and a donut, just like on Sundays. This was what they called a disaster drill. When the sirens went off in the summertime, I'd grab my Mickey Mouse radio and wait at the top of the stairs. My father never moved fast enough, so when the palpitations in my chest were too much to bear, I'd run down the stairs without him, praying he was close behind. I experienced my first monsoon during a church sleepover. When the power went out, I thought about my father and all those basement blackouts. As the desert encircled us in dust, my father's cancer was devouring his cells. Both the storm and my father had passed by morning.
So in this, you're remembering like these really particular images or moments from your childhood, like the waiting at the top of the stairs, but little things too, like your Mickey Mouse radio, donuts on Sundays, right? Like, I wonder why those things stuck out in your mind as you put this together.
You know, I think they are pretty prevalent artifacts of my Midwestern Catholic youth. Church was a big part of my life. I went to a Catholic school from kindergarten through eighth grade. I was a superstitious little girl. I prayed a lot, especially when I was terrified. And, you know, I really did sort of cling to my father for protection. I moved to Arizona when I was 14. So that first monsoon that I experience is when I'm 14. It's a strange memory for me to know that, you know, as I was in this space of terror, experiencing my first monsoon in a building that was seemingly shaking, the roof was metal and rattling, and I just remember it feeling so much like a tornado. And I knew that my father was sick, but I'd only known that he was sick for about 5 days prior to that. He had pancreatic cancer. So he died very quickly. From diagnosis to death was only about a week or two at most. It was, you know, all very surreal as it was happening. And then to find out the next day that my father had also passed away. It's just one of those things that, you know, has become a kind of central artifact of my childhood.
Yeah. This parallel that you draw between the monsoon, the first monsoon storm here in the desert that you experience, and your father's passing. I mean, did his illness and passing feel like a storm to you? Did those things kind of tie in your mind still?
I think the terror that I was experiencing during the monsoon made me feel as though something much bigger than me was enveloping me. and discovering that he died during that monsoon storm, or roughly, you know, around the same time, was just symbolic for me.
Okay, so you brought us a second poem that you wrote about these desert monsoon storms as well. Let's take a listen to that.
This one is called Monsoon as a Metaphor for America. We watch the lightning zap a tree, then dance between the peaks as though we're celebrating our independence, transmitting the language of victory into the universe. We fear the rolling wall of dust, the sticks and stones it carries, the history of laborers erased. We ride out the surge and wait anxiously for the calm. For the first time in months, we reflect on what it means to be trapped by unstoppable forces, the dynamics of destruction. Most of us will get out alive and assume that the worst is over, despite the spores invading our lungs, the damage to our neighbor's car, the power lines downed throughout the city. Weather, like history, has a way of repeating itself.
So a little bit of a different take in this. And I wonder, so when you titled this, right, as a metaphor for America, I think it's a little self-explanatory, but tell us what you mean by that.
Well, first I was thinking about the fact that the monsoon season oftentimes coincides with the 4th of July, with Independence Day. So from there, I just started creating parallels. You know, the rolling wall of dust, I think, is a primary characteristic of the monsoons here in Arizona. And for me, that immediately connected to the property destruction, the destruction of homes and structures that laborers have built. And to me, that somehow made a statement about how little we value work, how little we value the time and the energy and the materials that go into the making of something. And then the waiting, you know, the waiting also seemed very similar to what we're experiencing right now. We're trapped in our homes, you know, sort of waiting for the end of COVID, but, you know, we're also, you know, kind of waiting with bated breath for the upcoming election. We want to know if any of these forces, COVID, you know, what's going on in major cities around America with, you know, federal troops taking down protesters, you know, we want to know if these forces are stoppable. And I think we're constantly reflecting on what I'm calling in this poem, the dynamics of destruction. And then I think for the final stanza, this idea that, you know, most of us will get out of this and we won't be unscathed, but we'll be alive. And, you know, I was thinking from an economic perspective, from a social perspective, from an emotional perspective, we're not unscathed. There's so much damage, you know, the spores invading our lungs, the damage to our neighbor's car, the power lines. I think that's the damage that, you know, the body and the mind incur under conditions like the conditions that we're living in today.
All right, that is Rosemarie Dombrowski, the Poet Laureate for the City of Phoenix. Rosemarie, thank you so much for joining us and for doing this.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was the second installment of our annual Monsoon series this year. To hear the rest of the series, as well as stories from years past, you can go to our website at kjzz.org and keep listening to the show. Mm-hmm.